Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Steve Hamilton, and today's show we're going to discuss SQL Server 2008 new features. To learn more about me and my background, please be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions and you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. This radio show, there's about 10 SQL Server 2008 new features that we're going to discuss. The first one is what's called Transparent Data Encryption, also known as TDE for short. Transparent Data Encryption allows us to encrypt data either at the page level or at the row level. Transparent Data Encryption does buy us a substantial amount of space, or gives more space back to the SQL Server database. We're going to encrypt our data based off a specific encryption key, whether that encryption key is going to be AES-128, AES-256, or AES-192. The higher the key, the better the encryption algorithm that you would support. We would not want to support anything less than AES-128. Most of the encryption takes place into the TempDB system of the SQL Server database. Please keep in mind, if you use database encryption, either at the page level or at the row level, this will be good for reclaiming space. However, the other option, or the other thing you need to be aware of, is it will affect performance. So when you're actually retrieving the data, the database does have to decrypt the data, and it will consume a little bit more time to decrypt the data. But that is one of the new features in SQL Server 2008. The next new feature that I'm kind of a personal fan of is what's called Resource Governor. Resource Governor is a utility within SQL Server 2008 that enables you to adjust resources to specific users. So if you have certain power users that need more resources than other power users, we would adjust their resources through Resource Governor. So if Steve Hamilton is a power user, he might get 80% of the CPU, and if Joe Smith is a day-to-day user, he may only get 10% of the CPU. So brand new feature in Resource Governor enables us to adjust resources based off specific user requirements. And there are certain steps that you have to go through within SSMS to enable it. Not that hard. Good tool. I do like Resource Governor. The other utility that we have is called Predictable Performance and Concurrency. Predictable Performance and Concurrency creates what's called SQL Plans and SQL Plan Guides, and it kind of gives us the ability to monitor our SLAs, which are called Service Level Agreements. So what we're able to do is specify a query plan, and then to allow SQL Server to do some what-if analysis on that plan to determine its overall performance as well as concurrency. When we talk about concurrency, we're talking about read committed, read serialization, read non-committed, those type of things. What it does is it creates these plan guides, and then the DBA can review these plan guides to determine how the data is going to be accessed within your SQL Server database. So we have predictable performance concurrency, new feature. We also have what's called a policy-based management. A policy-based management is a series of policies that provide the DBA with a wide variety of options to manage their environment. Policies would be things that are going to check for compliance. These things would be like checking for HIPAA compliance, Sarbanes-Oxley compliance, PCI compliance. Then we can review our policies through what's called the SQL Server Policy Management log. So we can go out there and we can look at the policy log, and we can see how well in compliant our SQL Server database is within industry standards, within HIPAA, Sarbanes-Oxley, et cetera. So again, a new feature in 2008 is what's called policy-based management. Then if we look at another one, it's the overall data compression. Now we've also talked about TDE, which is transparent data compression, but new feature in version 2008 is the actual data compression. TDE enforces what's called encryption, AES-128. Data encryption is going to support what's called row compression as well as page compression. So we can actually compress data at the individual row level or as the individual page level. What happens within page and row-level compression, they use what's called row prefix or dictionary compression. A row prefix is going to look for things like repeating prefixes, like I see the 100 different times. Or if I look at dictionary, I'm going to look at specific keywords in a dictionary where I'm going to perform compression. So we've got TDE, which is more along the lines of database compression, and we have data compression, which is more along the lines of individual row compression with an individual table. Then we have what's called the data collector and management data warehouse. This is enable what's called the performance monitor. The performance monitor, brand new in SQL Server 2008, is an addition to things like the Windows system monitor. With the Windows system monitor, we pretty much are able to monitor system resources and some SQL Server resources. But the performance monitor, brand new in SQL Server 2008, enables us to monitor specific database issues like disk, memory, CPU utilization. Now, in order to implement this, we have to go out and create what's called a data management warehouse and then begin the collection statistics. So, brand new SQL Server 2008 is a monitoring tool that will specifically monitor SQL Server disk-related activity, CPU-related activities, as well as memory-related issues. Then the other feature within SQL Server 2008 is the ability to centrally manage our servers. The central management servers allow the DBA to register a group of servers and apply functionality to servers as a group. That could be things like multi-server query execution, import-export policies, these things. So the central management servers, let's say as a practicing SQL Server DBA, you have 50 databases to monitor. We can group them all together into called a central management server, and then if we want to make a change, we can deploy that change across all servers within one command. Otherwise, if we did not have these capabilities, what we'd have to do is we have to attach to each 50 servers and make the change. The other feature is the ability to do backup compression. Brand new 2008, we've introduced really a series of compression. We've introduced database compression, row level or page level compression, and also the ability to compress our backups. Typically in today's environment, you're dealing with databases that are in the several hundred gigabyte ranges, if not in the terabyte range. So when you back these systems up, they're going to consume an awful lot of space on the operating system. So what we've enabled in SQL Server 2008 is the ability to actually compress our backups. Very, very good feature. I highly recommend that you implement and utilize the backup compression feature new in SQL Server 2008. And then one of the last ones, we have two more to go, but one of the last ones is the SQL Server audit. The SQL Server audit enables us to audit things such as failed login group, backup restore group, database change group. We can also do database auditing such as database object access group, permission change group. In today's environment, everything is audited. If you are supporting a hospital environment, you are very familiar with HIPAA. I worked in a hospital environment for about 7 years, and when HIPAA was implemented, I believe back in 2005, the contracts went from like one page to about 15 pages because we have to meet all of the HIPAA requirements. So any industry today that's working in almost anything is going to be audited in one facet or another. So what we want to do is implement the auditing at our specific database level. Now, be very careful about auditing. You want to only track the things that you're really interested in. However, make sure you do track those, because there'll be a point in time where an auditor is going to come in and they're going to look at your system and they're going to say, hey, how many unsuccessful login attempts did you have into your system? And if you're going to be standing there scratching your head, you'll be like, oh, I don't know. So what we want you to do is make sure you do enable auditing at your SQL Server instance as well as your SQL Server database level. So when the auditors come in, you can answer their questions, because I will tell you from a practical experience, that you will absolutely be audited if you have not already been audited. And then the other and the last new feature that we have within SQL Server 2008 is the Activity Monitor. And this is the new feature. It says when troubleshooting a performance issue, we want to be able to do this in real time. So with the introduction of the Activity Monitor, we can specifically look at the activity that's going on within the SQL Server database. And this is all going to be accessed via the SSMS tool or the SQL Server Management Studio tool. So what we're able to do is come in and we can look at overall response time, memory utilization, CPU time, disk utilization. And this will be specific to SQL Server. What we have done on the 2008 side of the house versus like 2005 and prior versions is we're looking at tools that are specific to the database as opposed to tools that bring in the database as well as the operating system. And we look at perfmon and system monitor and all of those things, but that's really not specific to the SQL Server database. Well, with the close of Activity Monitor, that's the top 10 new features in SQL Server 2008. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentations. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.